RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Friday 4-Pack, Jones and Keith. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Friday 4-Pack every Friday at 11:30. 4-Pack of questions about this weekend's game. It's a big one, Keith.
Huge game. So Sunday night football.
Oh, for the whole country to watch.
Yeah, the night game.
Patriots following up a giant choke job last week against Buffalo, so we'll see how they do.
Mm-hmm.
What's first up here today, Bill?
Who off the Ravens would you most want on the Patriots?
They have a few, obviously, options, right? Some teams this year have really had none, surprisingly, and then others have had a bunch.
Let me just start with one. Do we think about this guy, or do we just kick him right to the side? Lamar.
So I think last year at this time, I would have taken him.
Me too.
I think 3 weeks into this season, I would have taken him. Now I'm not. Now I think I'm good with Drake May. And if you factor in everything like contract, age, all that stuff, I'll take Drake May. It doesn't mean that on Sunday he's better than him.
Right.
Or obviously that he's going to have a better career even. I mean, Lamar's an MVP.
No, but it's close enough
but right
where
now,
you're like.
No, I'll take Drake May.
And Drake May's in year two.
Nope,
and he's in the MVP mix. And Lamar's won MVPs. And he's been to an AFC title game. But. Yeah, I think it's close enough where how much different does that really make you? I would look elsewhere, too. I just wanted to hear where you were at on that.
I think they have two obvious answers. I don't normally go with this position, certainly, but Kyle Hamilton is probably the best safety in the league. I think, was it Vrabel that called him the best safety or McDaniels? Maybe it was McDaniels.
It might have been McDaniels.
I think McDaniels this week said he's the best safety in the league. I would have to agree with him. So I would take Kyle Hamilton. I think there is one other option.
He was my preseason pick for defensive player of the
year. Oh, was he?
That's not going to happen.
No, it's tough at that spot.
I like Hamilton a lot. Is the other Roquan Smith?
No, I was going to say Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers is pretty good. I know he's kind of a knucklehead, and there's like he's had some dumb things on the field that he's done. He only has a couple
1,000 yards and never score.
I was going to say, but that's also on that team in that offense. Like, if you put him here, like he's super productive as far as like catches and yards. He doesn't get in the end zone a lot.
I think my bias against him, I've never actually had him in fantasy, but I think my bias is a fantasy bias against him.
Yeah.
But would he be the best receiver on this team? Yes. And if you threw to him, the Ravens just don't throw that much.
No.
But if you were a higher volume passing attack, would he look like more of a true number one receiver? Maybe.
Yeah, so and he's young, and he's on pace for like 1,100 yards this season. So like, I think he's really good. I just think Kyle Hamilton's like the best at his position.
I think Hamilton would be my pick too. But Roquan Smith,
he's good.
Would be, you know, a guy who I feel like is a nice all around second level player. Spillane's been good. This guy would be like Pro Bowl All Pro caliber. So I think Roquan Smith would be on the list as well. No one's saying Derrick Henry.
No.
Okay.
And that's not even a, hey, we're good with Henderson. And I just feel like Derrick Henry, has had a good year.
It's slowing down.
I think it is.
I think
he's still really good. Like, he's still, what did we look it up yesterday? He's like fifth in the league in rushing. Like, he's good.
Well, even last year, he almost had a 2,000 yard season last year, didn't he? It got buried because of Saquon, but he almost ran for 2,000 yards last year.
Yeah.
So no, I like Derrick Henry, but like the end is near. He's going to run all over him on Sunday.
Probably.
But now, is that a significant upgrade in their rushing attack? Their running's been good. Henderson is maybe going to run for 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns as a rookie. I think my answer, I'm with you, Kyle Hamilton is probably the answer. But there's a lot of close calls at other positions where I feel like the Patriots are pretty good. What else, Billy?
What all-time Ravens jersey would you most want?
Whoo!
Tough one.
So they've been a rival to the Patriots, but I still put them in a separate category. Like, we were talking about this before, like a Giants, a Jets, and a Steelers jersey I just straight up would not wear. Ravens, I guess, is kind of close to that, but they have some cool jerseys, first of all, and they have some really cool players. Like, Ed Reed stands out to me as, like, that's just a sweet one. I know it's kind of a popular one, but, like, Ed Reed, they also, like, late in his career, Anquan Boldin.
So, Boldin is the first name that jumped into my head.
That's good.
I loved Anquan Boldin. I mean, I identify him more as a Cardinal, but he's a player who I was thinking of. Why can't I think of the, who was the, was it Jamal?
Lewis.
Thank you. Jamal Lewis.
Yeah, he went to prison.
Ran for... Oh, did he? Was he a bad guy?
No, I don't think it was anything crazy. I think he was in prison, like, in the off season, and then, like, came back and ran for, like, 1,500 yards or whatever.
He ran for 2,000.
He had a 2,000 season?
I thought so.
He might have.
Did he make a run at 2,000? Yeah, I thought... Flint, remember Mike Flynn?
I thought
Flynn and that O-line blocked for, like, a 2,000-yard season, I thought.
Booger Sugar guy.
You're right.
Oh, say it again?
He was a Booger Sugar guy.
Oh, is that what he was in prison for?
I mean,
I'm not mad at
who
him.
Among us isn't.
Yeah,
he had 5 kilos with intent to distribute.
He's a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Well, intent to distribute. Well, they don't know that he dealt anything.
It was just his intent. How do you know his intent?
Yeah.
How do you possibly know?
Wikipedia says intent to distribute 5 kilograms of cocaine and using a cell phone.
He's on a cell phone?
Lock him up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Don't like that.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, 2003.
That wasn't Trump's America. That wouldn't happen in Trump's America.
No, that's true.
Yeah,
but you're right. 2,000 yards. So that was a good one.
Mike Flynn's honestly not a bad one.
A Flynn jersey?
Yeah,
sure.
Get yourself a Flynn jersey.
Jonathan Ogden. If you're gonna go big hosses,
that's a Haas jersey.
That is a Haas jersey and a half.
Say it again.
Dion.
Oh yeah, Dion was
7 when he made the comeback.
Oh yeah,
Dion was definitely there.
They're another team that's had like some late career guys.
Odell.
I feel like
Odell was there for briefly.
I don't even remember that he was there.
Steve Smith.
Oh, Steve Smith was awesome. That's a good one.
Steve Smith was good. Derek Mason, just because of the...
Yeah, just Bill Yellen at him. Yeah, no, that's pretty good. Yeah, but there's got... You couldn't get a Ray Lewis for many reasons.
No.
You couldn't get Terrell Suggs, also not a good guy.
Ray Rice.
Yeah, Ray Rice, you can't get it.
they had a run there.
But I was just talking purely as a
You're
Patriot.
You're a big Flacco guy. You love Flacco.
I do like Flacco. I like Baltimore Flacco less than the other Flaccos.
Oh,
but yeah,
Steve
I do like Flacco. Air McNair.
Steve McNair was there. I forgot about that. Elvis Gerbach? No?
Justin Forsett?
Yeah, you get Jim Harbaugh. Oh, they had Priest Holmes at one point.
I don't remember Harbaugh there.
Jim Harbaugh was there in 98.
You could get like a Bill Belichick like coaching sweatshirt because he basically
drafted that team.
He basically built that Ravens team.
Pretty much.
So you could do that, of course. Okay, what else is on the list, Bill?
Will the Ravens make the playoffs this year?
I maintain yes, but...
I go no.
Yeah, when you really dig in on the schedule and tiebreakers and stuff, it's going to be real difficult for them to do it.
Yeah, because we look at this game as, obviously, we all want the Patriots to win. It'll affect our confidence going forward. But as far as their division hopes, this game actually doesn't really matter that much for the Patriots, right? It's those two division games at the end. Whereas...
No, it matters for, like, our belief in them, not for their
tiebreakers.
That's what
I'm saying. It's all confidence level.
Yeah,
it's like, they're going to be in a similar spot division-wise. But... For the Ravens, it's huge because they're a full game behind the Steelers right now. They already lost to the Steelers once, and then they played the Steelers at the very end of the season. So I don't know what the second tiebreaker would be, even if they split. But they have Pats and at Green Bay and then at Pittsburgh, and they're a game.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Behind, so no, I think they're out this year, and they were our Super Bowl pick. The whole show picked them to win the Super Bowl,
and Sam
McCollar
picking them this week and before the year.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Wow.
So no, I mean, it's a significant game for them.
I mean, they could, but no, I don't think it's happening.
I'll stick with yes, but I'll go down with that ship, I guess. By the way, bunch of good jerseys coming in. I forgot Ben Coates was there. Ben Coates won a Super Bowl.
Ben Winter Coates,
a Ben Coates Ravens jersey, not bad. Sam Gash, great one.
Sam Gash. You'd knock your block off.
Siragusa?
Vinny Testaverde. Oh, the goose?
No.
I don't want the goose. I don't want a goose jersey.
No?
No, I don't want a goose jersey. What am I going to do with that?
Was Dez Bryant there? I don't recall that.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
if Dez
was there at the very end.
Yeah, I feel like they are another, like,
yeah.
Bill
Mike
brought
Wallace?
In. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Wallace was
Bill
good.
Brought in all these late career guys that, like,
so
I feel like barely made it out
they
of training camp.
Played,
yeah, they yeah. actually got their guys to play. Yeah. Probably not that well, but they actually had some guys like that there. Okay, what's the last one, Billy?
Will Lamar Jackson ever win a Super Bowl?
My answer is yes. And my answer is also he'll win it in Baltimore. We've kind of skirted this question with Joe Burrow and Josh Allen. We're like, will they win in Cincinnati and Buffalo respectively? My answer is no. But Allen will probably win one. He's just got to get away from like a loser franchise, Matt Stafford style.
Man,
I think Lamar is going to win, and I think he'll win in Baltimore. Good franchise. Who knows how long Harbaugh is going to be there, but he's going to have enough kicks at the can, even if he misses the playoffs this year. He's going to have enough kicks at the can. It's a good franchise top to bottom. I bet he wins one.
Well, it seems like Kansas City is kind of on their way to getting out of the way. I mean, they're out of the way this year for sure, and then you just wonder how much more they're going to stand in the way going forward. I'm probably going to say no. And so the reason why I say no is he's had a lot of kicks at it already. He's still young. Mm-hmm. Who knows how long he's going to play because quarterbacks can play to their 40. I don't know how many quarterbacks that run for 1,000 yards play to their 40.
Mobile quarterbacks are a bit different.
Less.
Yeah.
Right? And I even apply that same logic to Josh Allen. Like, I don't know if Josh Allen's going to play to at least 40 because, like, he plays more like Cam Newton plays,
yeah,
and then he was done.
It ended real quick with Cam.
So even if Allen surpasses that, I don't know if we're talking about Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson-like attempts at it. We're already talking about, like, how many more good years does Derrick Henry have, and then how do you replace that? It's they have,
but they were already competing for Super Bowls before they had Derrick Henry.
They've made the conference championship once,
and that was with Henry, correct? Was that one of those years?
Let's see, that was
2 years ago. What else? Maybe not. Maybe that was without Henry. Actually, I take that back.
2023? Did they?
No, Henry was last year. Was his first year in Baltimore. So no, that was without Henry.
Okay.
So, I mean, they got the one conference championship game without him. I think they will. You're saying no
they
in Baltimore?
Justice Hill and Gus Edwards.
You're saying no in Baltimore or you're saying no, period?
I'll say, no, period. No, period. And I mean, it's not that I don't even believe in him. I'm just looking at where he's at right now, how far away they are. Like, I think they're going to miss the playoffs. Like, they're not even in the playoffs this year. And it seems like you're getting passed by guys like Drake May and Bo Nix, maybe C.J. Stroud.
Sure.
Not that they're better quarterbacks than you, but they're on
better teams. This offseason, we both had them win. We had him winning this offseason.
Yeah, no, I would be shooketh about this season.
That's eye-opening and sobering, yeah.
It's one thing to not win the Super Bowl, but, like, pick a team to win the Super Bowl and they don't win it. But, like, to miss the playoffs altogether.
No, that's
– and I don't know how much better he's going to get. Like, he's had multiple MVP seasons or, like, runner-up for the MVP, and they haven't capitalized on those. So, I don't know. It's hard to say. But then again, if Mahomes isn't winning them, if Burrow's not winning them, who is going to?
Drake May, obviously.
Drake May will, I guess. Because, like, Allen, I have more faith, obviously, in the Baltimore franchise than the Buffalo franchise, but Allen's closer to it now than Lamar is.
Well, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
I mean, Allen's got a real good opportunity to at least get there this year. I don't know about winning it because the NFC seems tougher, but he's got a good opportunity to get there.
Like, how many more years? Because he's only, like, he's a young guy. He's like, he'll be 29 in January. So he's almost 29.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, he came into the league young.
So he's younger than Burrow. Burrow just turned 29, didn't he?
Oh, maybe.
I thought Burrow just turned 29.
Well, he's younger than Mahomes, right? Mahomes is 30. But, like, yeah, so he's 29, but he might only play at least 35. That's still a long career. Like, he broke in 18.
Yeah. So, yeah, but, I mean, you asked the question. 4 or 5 more years? Yeah. They can't break through in the next 5 years?
No.
Okay. I say yes, but I agree with you on this. If he can't win in Baltimore, he's not winning one.
Yeah.
That is different than Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, who play for joke franchises. Hmm. And, you know, I mean, Allen has elevated the Bills. Burrow elevated the Bengals, kind of, not this year, and really not last year. But he's done it before and gotten them to a Super Bowl. I mean, those guys are those franchises right now. Yeah. I think the Ravens are a sound – they went right from Joe Flacco right into Lamar Jackson. They kept making the playoffs. They made that transition within a year. They didn't miss the playoffs in there. So, to me, I trust in that organization. If he can't win there, he can't win.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. He's in a decent spot, but
– I think he will. So, there you go. Friday 4-Pack brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to your feedback, 617-779-7937. We have the year in review coming your way, a little over an hour from now at 12:45. We have Keefe's Keys. I haven't even brought that up yet today.
Oh, the keys to the Ravens game.
That's my mistake.
I gotta go get them.
Pats and Ravens. Keefe's Keys coming up at 1 o'clock. It's Patriots Friday. We'll talk to Mike and Wenu in the 1 o'clock hour as well. And on the way next, we continue with our best of Hosses. Jones and Keefe next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.